Hi, everyone. You are on with John. I was not planning on doing another episode this soon after my last one, but the first presidential debate just ended, and I definitely felt the need to come on here and talk about it. I'm not even sure what I want to say. You know, usually when I'm recording an episode, I research my topics ahead of time, and I take notes, and I kind of have an idea of what I want to say and where I want to go and specific points I want to bring up. But right now, I have no notes, zero research. I just literally finished watching the debate and hopped on here because that was something else. I mean, that was scary, honestly. And I don't like to, you know, as someone who is going to school for journalism, I really try my best to not get too emotional when talking about things, and I try my best to not get too personal when talking about things. But this doesn't even feel political anymore. This honestly feels like a life or death situation for our country. That debate was scary. It was sad. And American people, no matter which side you're on or who you support, deserve better. The American people deserve better than what we just got tonight. Again, I try to keep my personal beliefs put away as much as I can when I record these episodes. But we are in a situation in this country where no matter what your political beliefs are, you need to vote for Joe Biden to save our democracy. And again, I don't like to fearmonger, and I don't like to cause an uproar when there shouldn't be one. But this debate that just happened needs to be taken as a serious warning, because the way that President Trump just steamrolled Joe Biden and Chris Wallace during that debate, I'm sure his supporters are going to cheer him on for that, and I'm sure his supporters are going to love that. And his supporters are probably going to say that Donald Trump came off as very strong and very tough and as the law and order president that he claims to be. But for anyone else watching that, for anyone else who is not a Trump supporter, for any Democrat, for any Republican who does not support Donald Trump, for any independent, tonight needs to be taken as a serious warning, because the performance I saw specifically from President Trump was very triggering, and triggering in a way that I haven't really felt before in terms of politics. Even the 2016 election was not as triggering as what happened tonight. And I'm not really sure why. And like I said, I didn't plan out what I was going to talk about or even plan out my feelings or my thoughts before I hopped on here. I literally hopped right on because I just need to talk. And the debate wasn't even triggering in a political way. It was triggering in a raw emotional way, you know, especially for any people who have had to experience fighting in their home life or in their personal life, or even children who have had to experience who have had to experience fighting in the home, or just anyone, any human being who has been in intense situations, tonight was triggering. And that is not what we need in politics. That's not what we need in the country. That's not what we need in 2020. And the only way we are going to begin to move away from the degrading behavior that's happening in politics in America right now is by voting for Joe Biden. You know, if you've listened to previous episodes of my podcast, you know that Joe Biden was never my first choice for president in 2020. But if you've been listening to me, you also know that I think anybody, any Republican, any independent, any Democrat is a safer choice for America than Donald Trump. It's not even about policy anymore. You know, at this point, as sad as it is to say, policy issues need to come second, because saving what is left of our American democracy is first. And what I witnessed tonight in that debate was the rise of a fascist in America. And we as Americans are seeing it happen in real time. And if we don't put the brakes on this right now, if we don't step on the brakes hard, we are going down a very dangerous road. You know, there is, it's one thing to disagree on policy, but it's a completely other thing to disagree on what we are as America. And I thought up until these past few years that we had that figured out. I thought that America knew what she was about. I thought that America understood where we came from and where we didn't want to go back to. But I think now we are seeing what Donald Trump meant by make America great again. It is not great right now. It is far from great right now. And the road he has taken us on and the road he plans to continue to take us on is a dangerous one. It's a dangerous one for everyone. I care about all of the citizens of this country. And I know this is hard for people to understand if they don't agree with me. But if you are someone who supports Donald Trump, believe me, I am also looking out for you. I don't disagree with people for the sake of disagreement. I don't disagree with people just for the sake of debate. If I see something bad happening, I'm going to call it out no matter who it is. You know, over the course of my podcast, I have talked about my many complaints about Joe Biden. But right now, with these two options that we have, there is a clear better choice. It doesn't matter if Joe Biden was my ninth choice for president, you know, my 10th, 11th, 12th, whatever. He is the clear better option right now. And I guess my main agenda behind making this episode, aside from needing to vent about what I just saw, is to encourage people to vote. We need people to get out and vote in numbers that we have not seen in a long time, if ever. We need to get out and vote like our democracy depends on it, because it does. And if you are someone who went into tonight as an undecided voter, I hope you take this message seriously. And I hope you take this message to the polls with you, to the voting booths with you, because it is serious. And we can't take another 4 years of this. And when I say we, I don't mean Democrats. And when I say this, I don't mean Donald Trump. We can't take 4 more years of this as a country. As a country, we cannot take 4 more years of the degrading behavior coming from the top. We cannot take 4 more years of heading down a road of fascism. We cannot take 4 more years of someone who steamrolls the media. As someone who is aspiring to be a part of the media, I'm not aspiring to be a part of the media to pick a side or to push an agenda. I want to be a part of the media to speak truth to power and to give voice, give a voice to those who don't have one. And that's what I'm trying to do on a smaller scale right now with this podcast, is speak for everyday people. And so I'm not here speaking as a Democrat. I'm not here speaking as a liberal. I'm not here speaking as a Republican. I am here speaking as an American citizen who is watching what's happening around me and hating it. And I truly, truly, truly hope that we have learned our lessons from 2016 and we make a change in 2020, because we truly cannot do this again for another 4 years. And that is all I have on the debacle that happened tonight. We just need to vote. We need to vote. And we as Americans need to take our country into our hands and help it grow. And that is what I will leave you with. This is going to be a short episode. It's not going to be like any of my other episodes. I don't have anything else to talk about right now. I just needed to put this message out that we are in a time like no other, and we need to vote as such. So I will talk to you all soon, and hopefully nothing crazier happens between now and my next episode, because I would love for my next episode to be a normal one where I talk about a variety of topics and I get to talk about the fun things, like the things I've been watching or the books I've been reading. And so, if all goes well, that's what my next episode will be. We'll be back to normal. But until then, please, please, please just pay attention to what's happening around you and vote. Vote on November 3rd. I will talk to you all soon.